click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Al-Baqi, also known as Jannat al-Baqi, is the first and oldest Islamic cemetery of Medina, where four Shia imams and many other noble ones among the companions of the Holy Prophet are buried. Some structures were built over the graves of these imams as well as other figures which were known as Barkas of Baqi. These Barkas were destroyed by Wahhabis in an incident called the Demolition of al-Baqi. Al-Baqi is located near Masjid al-Nabi and is one of the places Lady Fatima is likely to be buried. Al-Baqi is among the holiest pilgrim destinations for Muslims, especially the Shiites. Some hadiths have been narrated from the Holy Prophet as well as imams about the merits of this cemetery. The graves of imams and some other graves had tombs and shrines built upon them, which were demolished in 1806 by the first groups of Wahhabis but were later rebuilt by the order of the Ottoman King Abdul Hamid II, but were again demolished by the order of Emir Muhammad, the ruler of Medina, by the order of his father, Abdul Aziz al-Saud, on Shawwal 8, April 21, 1926. Al-Baqi is a word for a piece of land covered by a certain type of thorny plant called gurkhad. Al-Baqi's was cleaned from those thorny plants and was allocated for burying Muslims died in Medina. Al-Baqi was much smaller in size at the time of the Prophet, so that the graves of the third Caliph and Halima al-Sadiya were located outside it. The size of Al-Baqi has been changed in different periods, for example, Umayyads added to its area. Also, some of the people killed by Umayyads at the time of occupying Medina are buried in outside Al-Baqi's current area. The first person among the Muhajirin buried in Al-Baqi was Uthman bin Mazun, the great companion of the Prophet who passed away in 623 AD. However, according to Ibn Abdul Barr, there is a disagreement over this issue between Muhajirin and the Ansar, and Ansar believe that the first one buried in Al-Baqi was Asad bin Zarara, one of the participants in allegiance of Al-Aqaba, who passed away before the Battle of Badr. The last companion of the Prophet, who passed away in Medina and was buried in Al-Baqi, is known to be Sahal bin Saad, Al-Sa'idi, who passed away in 707 AD or 91 AD. Four imams, Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Sajjad, Imam al-Baqir, and Imam al-Sadiq, are buried in this cemetery, and possibly the grave of Lady Fatima is also there, although its location is not known. Following mentioning Imam al-Sadiq's demise, Al-Masudi mentions a marble stone in the cemetery where the names of Lady Fatima and four of imams are written. Daughters of the Prophet, his infant son Ibrahim, his wives are buried there. The following are among the companions and the followers who are buried there: Halima al-Sadiya, Fatima bint Azad, Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, Aqil bin Abi Talib. In one of his last nights of his life, the Prophet went to Al-Baqi and asked God for forgiveness of the people buried there. On the graves of noble ones, domes and shrines were built, such as for Imams of Al-Baqi and Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, which, due to Ibn Jubayr, was a grand building. In the first half of 14th century, Ibn Battuta described Al-Baqi.
Ibrahim's grave had a white dome on it. There was a tomb in which wives of the Prophet were buried. The tombs of Abbas and Imams of Al-Baqi had grand domes upon them.
Shrines and buildings demolished by first groups of Wahhabis in 1806-7 were reconstructed by the Ottoman King Abdul Hamid II, but they were demolished again by the order of Emir Muhammad, ruler of Medina, by the order of his father Abdul Aziz al-Saud in 1926. According to al-Sayyid Mohsen al-Amin, Saudi's act in demolishing Al-Baqi worried Iranian government officials and religious authorities, and an Iranian official delegation went to Hijaz and compiled a report on what was done. Also, strong reactions were made in India, and they sent a delegation to Mecca to severely object to the action. However, the Saudi king did not submit to them. Another reaction to demolition of graves was writing books and treatises on strengthening jurisprudential principles of building shrines on graves. Currently, the graves of the four imams and great Islamic personalities in Al-Baqi have no signs other than little pieces of stones on them. Although in comparison to the time of demolition, the condition of Al-Baqi is a little better, but Saudi government refuses to look after this cemetery properly. Muslims, especially Shia, have not forgotten the event of demolition, and now when they go to Medina, despite the restrictions Saudi government has put for the visitors of Al-Baqi, Shia visitors attend in Al-Baqi and visit demolished graves of the religious personalities buried in this cemetery and express their resentment of the demolition of their graves. About 40 years after the event, following the efforts of the Shia of Iraq led by Sheikh Kashif al-Ghita and the follow-ups of Amir Alam, the ambassador of Iran in Hijaz, Saudi government built a sunshade beside these graves and laid a stone-tiled way near these graves for going and coming of people in al-Baqi. Also, the wall of al-Baqi was reconstructed at the time of Malik Fahad bin Abdulaziz, and then between 1997 and 1998 the paths in al-Baqi were laid with stone tiles for the visitors.